This is the Daily Creative. May 15th, decisions. Most people like to keep their options open. We wait until the last minute to commit to social engagements in case something better pops up. In the workplace, we wait until we absolutely must make a decision before doing so, just in case a better idea comes along. However, that indecisiveness typically trickles down to our teams, our collaborators, and our clients. There are others who are waiting for you to make a decision in order to make their own. The root of the word decision is sis, which means to cut. Think scissors, incisor, etc. When you make a decision, you are literally cutting off other options to focus on the one in front of you. You are making a commitment by saying no to good options so that you can say yes to a potentially great one. When you fail to make decisions, your work becomes obscured and foggy. Your world becomes needlessly complex. When you make a decision, you part that fog. As Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard wrote, "The thing that cowardice fears most is a decision. For a decision always scatters the mists, at least for a moment." If you want greater clarity in your work, make a decision and follow it. You can always redirect. Don't allow decision paralysis to paralyze you. It happens very often. Remember, you must say no to a lot of good things in order to say yes to one great thing. Here's today's question. Is there an area of your life or work where you simply need to make a decision right now?